With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Deadly tornadoes tearing through mid-America.
Similar destruction in other parts of Oklahoma and other states in the country's midsection, like Nebraska, where scores of Omaha residents like Stacy Rowe were left homeless after Friday tornadoes.
This was our forever home, and we've moved twice in the last 2 years, and we were supposed to be done. And we came home, and there was no home to really come to.
The National Weather Service says damage is consistent with an EF3 tornado, winds clocking in at up to 165 miles per hour. I'm Julie Walker.
In Oklahoma, tornadoes killing at least 4 people. In Iowa, 1 dead. Hundreds of people have been injured. Also, at SRNNews.com, the Biden administration is out with tough new rules aimed at power plants.
A new rule being issued by the Environmental Protection Agency would force coal-fired power plants to capture smokestack emissions or shut down. It's the latest effort by the Biden administration to put new limits on greenhouse gas emissions from electric plants run by fossil fuel. The CEO of the National Mining Association says, with the latest rules, the EPA is systematically dismantling the reliability of the U.S. electric grid. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Campus demonstrations causing a lot of problems for a number of universities around the country. For one thing, administrators wonder just how this will affect graduation ceremonies in the coming weeks. U.S. intelligence officials say Russian leader Vladimir Putin likely did not order the death of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. An official says intelligence community found, quote, no smoking gun that Putin was aware of the timing of Navalny's death. This is SRN News. Evangelicals weigh in on the issues.
A new poll released by Coral Ridge Ministries asks believers to select 3 most pressing concerns for the Biden administration. Immigration was the most frequently mentioned issue. 56% of respondents put it in their top 3. Second on the list was America's sovereignty, followed by abortion. And what issue poses the greatest threat to the country right now? The vast majority of CRM poll respondents say open borders. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Spain has approved a plan aimed at making reparation and economic compensation for victims of sex abuse committed by people connected to the Catholic Church. It also announces the future celebration of a public act of recognition for the victims. However, the Spanish Conference of Bishops rejecting the plan, saying it discriminates against victims outside the church. This is SRN News. Indiana ready to hold its party primaries on May 7th.
The most watched is the GOP race for governor, where 6 candidates are vying for the seat being vacated by Governor Eric Holcomb, who is term limited. Indiana also could send at least 3 new representatives to the U.S. House. One Republican is running for a U.S. Senate seat, while 2 Democrats in that Senate race will face off for their party's nomination.
That is Rhonda Rockster reporting. Police departments reporting a year-over-year increase in sworn officers for the first time since the COVID pandemic. Survey finds more officers were hired in 2023 than in any of the previous 4 years. Authorities in Florida say 10 people have been wounded by gunfire when an argument turned violent at a party. Seminole County Sheriff's Office says a 16-year-old has been apprehended. More details at SRNNews.com.